This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's president used his State of the University address to say this will be a year of change at the institution. One such change is that the university will stop funding Tri-State's Public Radio. The administration says the radio station will become a self-funded department within the university structure on March 1st. That means Tri-State's Public Radio will be responsible for generating enough revenue to meet all of its financial needs, including personnel. The university currently funds the full-time salaries for 9 of the radio station's 12 staff positions. The university also provides space on its Macomb campus for the station's main broadcast studios. I asked President Jack Thomas how the administration decides which programs and services to invest in and which ones to zero out or reduce funding for.
Well, we want to save as many faculty and staff as possible, and that's what we have been doing. And we've been trying not to cut as in terms of the nucleus, in terms of the academic programs and so forth. So a rule of thumb is that you cut as many services as you can, as if you have to. But that's just the rule of thumb and how we do. But decisions are being made, and we'll continue to review.
I'm going to ask you about a particular program or service. It's the one that's on this mic flag. Mm-hmm. What goes into the decision to zero fund that?
Well, we have had various discussions and looking at various services, as I stated, and we just looked at those things that are not as a part of the nucleus of the education. We know that everything is important to us, but when we get to a situation, we have to make those tough decisions.
Do you look at all at reducing the funding and trying to keep a service like that going, or why the decision to just completely axe it?
Well, Rich, you are directly affected by this, and I don't want to continue this discussion.
Okay.
Because it's getting personal.
I'm just asking questions. I think the audience would want to know what goes into that decision-making process.
We all sit down and we make decisions based on what's best for the institution.
But Tri-State's Public Radio General Manager Jonathan All says no one from the administration or Board of Trustees sat down and made decisions with him. He says he did work on a plan with Billy Clow, who's the Dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communication at Western. All says their proposal would have included significant savings for the university while keeping the station functioning mostly as it does right now. But All says the plan was never considered.
We were not allowed to present that alternative to the provost, the president, or the Board of Trustees.
Tri-State's Public Radio received confirmation through email that its funding will be eliminated. In that statement, President Thomas refers to public television station WQPT, which is housed on the university's campus in the Quad Cities. The TV station has paid for its own operating funds, including personnel expenses, since Western acquired it in 2010. Thomas says Tri-State's Public Radio should have to do the same. But All says comparing WQPT to Tri-State's Public Radio is a false equivalency.
WQPT is a television station in a metropolitan area, the Quad Cities, and their signal reaches about 1 million people. We are a radio station in an incredibly rural area, and even with 4 different signals, we get to less than 250,000 people. So to think that we can, with the media market we operate in, be an equivalent to them is simply not true.
All also says large businesses and organizations in the Quad Cities have foundations that offer grant money that's available to WQPT. There is nothing similar in Western Illinois, Southeast Iowa, or Northeast Missouri. All says the radio station is still exploring its options. He says Tri-State's Public Radio will continue to exist, but significant changes will be made to the programming and the staffing unless the funding decision is undone. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.